Memorial Day weekend is like a starting gun, launching us into the marathon of summer. The snowblowers have vanished from in front of the hardware store to be replaced by barbecues. The plastic-wrapped boats are being unpacked and returned to the harbour, and respectable citizens can be seen wearing shorts in the streets. The fantasy of outdoor life has taken hold, in spite of deer ticks, mosquitoes and deadly ultraviolet rays. Fun in the sun starts here. The original purpose of Memorial Day tends to get lost in all this springtime optimism, which is not surprising. We are anticipating the future, not remembering the past. In Alan Bennett's play, The History Boys, a schoolteacher remarks that there is no better way of forgetting something than by commemorating it. A clever paradox that I take to mean that formal commemoration takes the pain out of a memory by turning it into a painless ritual. Memorial Day specifically commemorates the dead of past wars, or at least the wars within living memory. Physical memorials, like statues and monuments, carve a tiny heroic slice out of the past. They try to overcome the fragility of human memory. But it's hard to fix memories forever, even in granite, or indeed to find enough granite for them all. How many war dead can we possibly commemorate? War has been the primary hobby of the human race for tens of thousands of years, and the victims of all those wars must add up to billions. So our memories and our memorials are necessarily limited in time and vulnerable to political fashions. Some will be torn down and replaced by the latest heroes or heroines, as statues of Stalin were in the old Soviet bloc, or Confederate heroes in the South. This seems inefficient and wasteful, and perhaps our future memorials will consist entirely of videos and movies. Perhaps they already do. These have the advantage of being easily fictionalised or erased when the political winds change and history is rewritten by the winners. There is certainly something impressive about a solid monument. It has psychological as well as literal weight. But it has nothing like the impact of a movie showing John Wayne capturing Iwo Jima or Brad Pitt storming the walls of Troy. In each generation, our personal memories necessarily grow fainter. I think I can remember some fragmentary images from World War II when I was a child. But for all the other wars in history, I must rely on books, paintings, and Hollywood fantasies, which are not real memories at all, but shadowy sound bites from an imagined past. A memorial is not a lesson, although we like to think it is. The philosopher Hegel said that what we learn from history is that we learn nothing from history. History has proved him right, and is still proving him right at this very moment. History really does repeat itself, and there's not much that you or I can do about it, except look the other way. It's barbecue time. This is David Boucher.